Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
With the 27th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Boston Celtics select Robert Williams III from Texas A&M University.
Well, Boston has been looking for a young big man to start bringing in behind Al Horford. And one player on the board who is a lottery-level talent, Texas A&M's Robert Williams, almost came out after his freshman year last year and was projected at that time to be a top 7 or 8 player. Questions about his attitude, work ethic, had knocked him almost out of the first round here. But he is high on the Celtics draft board, and if they select him here, he could be a steal of this first round.
You know, I know what to expect from Celtics fans, Celtics media, the locals. I didn't know that that extended to the national guys sometimes, too. That just fawn over whatever it is the Celtics are doing. Oh, they won the draft, Jones. Oh, they stole him.
I think they kind of did.
Ah.
I think I might just be gun-shy, Beetle. I acknowledged this last night. I might just be gun-shy of booing Wick to his face for Jaylen Brown. getting right in Wick's grill mix for over Terry Rozier, being like, boo, Wick, boo. You guys suck. I hate this pick.
You've been burned by that because those picks have worked out.
I acknowledged this last night on the air. Maybe I'm gun-shy now about second-guessing picks, but I got to be honest, I kind of like this one. I kind of like this one. I've been trying to talk myself out of it overnight, but...
Can we settle something right now that I want to get out of the way?
Yes.
Are we calling him Bob or Robert? What are we calling him?
Well, I think it depends on how well you know him. I think you can go with a Bob, a Bobby. I think you have a few
Bobo.
Options. Yeah, Bobby, Bobo.
What are we calling him?
I think it should be like a Robert Kraft situation. I think if you're real tight with him, you'll call him Mr. Robert Williams. And then, you know, if you know him from way back in the day, you can drop a Bob. Yep.
Okay, so we'll call him Robert.
Yep.
Robert Williams, drafted by the Celtics last night.
I'm
going to
go with Mr.
Overall.
Robert, personally.
Mr. Robert Williams is here out of Texas A&M, now a member of the Celtics, and he dropped to 27. And whenever someone drops like that in a draft, no matter what sport it is, I say, well, there's a reason why he dropped. At every other team, the first 26 teams... Or really, it's not the first 26, but let's say 15 through 25. They're not all stupid. They're not all dumb teams. There's a reason why they said, you know what? We're going to pass on that guy. We've got concerns. And there were enough teams that had concerns that let him drop to 27. And there are suspensions in his past. There are questions about his work ethic in his past. There are flags there. I don't disagree with the pick, though. You're at 27. You're at the bottom of the first round in the NBA draft. Take a flyer. If it doesn't work out, who cares?
Well, so the only thing I would add to that is, well, it depends on how bad the red flags are, right? Like, what we don't know what he was suspended for. It was university policy. So, you know, normally, at the beginning of the year, that's related to, you know, some sort of partying. Like, that's normally the way it works in college sports. If it were academics, it'd be related to the semester. So I don't know. I mean, it's a university in a university town, so maybe they have a tendency to look the other way on something bad. I'm with you, though, Beetle, largely. Without knowing specifically what he did and why he got himself suspended to start the year, I would say at 27, it's worth the roll of the dice. You know, at 10, it might not be. Does he love basketball? Like, questions like this. If those are the red flags and you're picking at 27 and you're trying to get a piece to put you over the top and contend for a title, I absolutely think it's worth the swing there. I do.
Yeah, I do too. And so I don't want to sound like I'm hating on the pick, because that's exactly for their, you know, in the NBA draft, the bottom of the first round, this late in the round, there's not a lot there. Okay, the drafts just typically aren't that deep. So if you can get someone who dropped and there's talent there and you've got to worry about all the other things, then fine, get the talent, worry about all the other things, see if he can grow up, mature, work his way through those things. But I'm not sold on the fact that he's going to come in and be a great player yet.
No.
I'm not sold on that at all. In fact, I think that the question marks are just being completely overlooked by everybody. There's a reason why they got the guy at 27.
Right. Your antenna should go up. The whole rest of the league just didn't forget to read mock drafts this year. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, this Robert Williams guy, we know nothing about him. Now, the rest
and
of
a lot of it is so vague, too, about what the real issues were.
Well, the language is very couched. I agree with that. You know, it's motor. It's work ethic. You know, there are some red flags about his knee. That's come up as well. You know, there's a lot of, and I've just kind of pored over some interviews with him. There's a lot of references from him about getting that money. So again, is he somebody who
Houston Chronicle, some projections have the athletic big man as a lottery pick. I hope so. I'm just trying to get that money.
You know, so does he love basketball?
Where does Williams see himself positionally? Quote, honestly, wherever I'll make the money is where I see myself. Williams told ESPN during the tournament. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So where do you want to play? Money. Yeah. Money. I just want money.
Just fill up the bank account, if you don't mind. That'd be great.
Well, you're going to get money if you're going to play in the NBA. If you put that focus first, playing well, committing yourself, you're going to get your money.
So I agree. There's enough red flags. And the upside on the court is obvious. Like,
of course. But you know what? This is why I'm just cynical and I look at it in a way like,
no, you should be.
Slow down.
You should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, of course, the on-court stuff and what he could provide is obvious. The upside is there. You can see it. You watch anything from him. You see him play. You know the measurables. You know that the guy, if he works out, could be a real player. But slow your roll, everybody. The steal of the draft. Oh, it's like, okay, all right there, Woj. The guy's there for a reason.
Yeah, and
why don't you and some of your friends out there tell us what all these vague, couched, weirdly worded things about him actually were?
No, right. So I think the best way
because
to put it is...
Don't forget, Jones, the NBA draft is a show, first and foremost, and everybody close to it participates in the show.
Yeah, so we know what the upside is, and not that we can't talk about it, but I do feel like that's self-evident. The story is why he fell. The story is why you were able to get him. They didn't move up for him. He fell to them at 27. So why was he available? And I don't think we know the answer. I think we're right around it. We're getting close, Beetle. I don't know that anybody has explicitly said it, and I don't pretend to know. But there are enough red flags for him to fall to 27. Is he worth it there? I think so. I don't know.
He's definitely worth it. It's the 27th pick.
Well, it depends on how bad he is off the court. It depends on what it is off the court. What got him suspended? I'd like to know the answer before I definitively say that. But assuming it's nothing major, yeah, I think it's worth it at 27. But isn't he worth it at 26? Wouldn't he have been worth it at 25? 20, you can say that about a lot of teams, and he fell to you. So why?
It's a good point. He would have been worth it at 25, if you ask me. 617-779-0985. Okay, Celtics pick is in. Robert Williams, they didn't make a move. That's another part of the story last night. There were a lot of rumors about them trying to be aggressive to move up. They didn't move up. What does that mean for them? What does the pick mean for the Celtics? We'll hear all kinds of different sound today from last night, including all the guys that were speaking at the podium. Terry Rozier doing a FaceTime. I mean, there were some fun things going on last night. It's a show, Jones. It's a big show that they do for the NBA draft. And everyone plays their role fawning over the Celtics pick. They won the draft, Jones. Haven't you heard that?
Yeah.
They had the 27th pick and they won the draft.
No.
The guy who was
supposed to go in the lottery fell to them at 27, but the guy who was supposed to go, I don't know, 2 or 3, Michael Porter, and fell to 14. He's not the steal of the draft.
No, he's not the steal. No, it's got to be the guy you got at 27.
No, it's the guy who Ainge took.
All right, everyone just slow down a little bit today on Robert Williams. We'll get to your calls. You want to yell at me about this because you're a green teamer, you can feel free. 617-779-0985. Jones is gun-shy. He likes the pick. He hates all the picks. He likes this one.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign for Williams, if you ask me.
No, it's a kiss of death for him, actually.
And the David Price sound that I talked about with Toucher and Rich, we're going to do that at 11:20 today. So you don't want to miss that. All this on the way on this Friday. Jones is in for Zoe. We got McCone on the headlines. We're off and running.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Jay, he does one thing that nobody on the Celtics can do. He's a lob threat, and he gets vertical really, really fast. So just imagine having Kyrie coming off a pick and roll or Gordon Hayward or Tatum and having that lob threat where a guy has to stay home. I mean, it opens up a lot of different things on the floor. I think, like Mike Smith said, it's a home run play if you're the Boston Celtics.
Aaron Zolak and Bertrand Adam Jones in for Zoe today. He's gun shy. He's got some sort of complex today. He's been doubting the Celtics and their picks for so long that he's all in on this one today. You sound all in.
Do I have
for you? You're all in.
I might have like Celtics Stockholm syndrome or something like that. Like I've been wrong enough on my predictions with them.
Yeah.
Where now I'm just like, yeah, no, they're making the right move.
They're smart. Well, you know what? That's all also
you
called using evidence and
you know what.
To make more informed decisions as you move forward.
No, I don't, but I don't
that's
like to
called
do
like learning and growing.
Yeah, but that's not me.
You know,
that's not me. Learning from my mistakes, that's
not me. Danny's been a pretty good drafter. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't question him as much.
No, that is true. J.R. Giddens and Fab Melo and James Young. That is true. No, those are a lot
no,
of hits
here's,
there.
Here's my
it's
day.
Amazing how his drafting's improved since Brad Stevens came aboard, huh?
Yeah.
Or
drafting third. I mean, that probably helps.
Yeah, that sort of helps.
Yeah.
Rozier at what, 16? That's a good one.
Yeah, I didn't like that one so much.
You didn't like that one?
No, I was right in Wick's face booing him. On a related story, after booing him back-to-back years for Rozier and Jaylen Brown, he has not come back on the night program.
He hasn't been back on at all?
Not on draft night. Has he been on since? No, I'm not sure about that.
Oh.
We were invited to the Auerbach Center, though. That I felt like that was an upset last night.
That's bad.
Like, you sure you want us there?
Like, that's a bad one to not have Wick on. Like, Wick's a nice guy. Like, Wick...
Yeah.
I think he sort of gets it, too. Like, he knows, you know, okay.
Well,
this,
Lord knows
this
I was
guy.
Lord knows I was the only one who hated the Jaylen Brown pick. Like, I was the only one booing it. It wasn't an arena full of people booing him. But Lord knows it was just me. I'm the only one who didn't like it.
Not even Wick will come back on with you.
Yeah, I don't know if
who'd you have on last night?
I don't know if he
who did you have on last night?
I don't know if he won't come back on. He hasn't come back on. Rich Gotham came on with us last night.
Oh, Rich Gotham came on last night.
President of the Boston Celtics, yes.
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 Well, he was probably good, right?
Yeah.
Did your mic cut out at some point?
Well, that was afterward. That was with Danny Ainge, my mic cut out when I was trying to ask a question.
I haven't heard that. Can I hear that? Is that okay to listen to right now?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Adam Jones, Sports Hub. He was suspended a couple of games to start the year at Texas A&M.
Cut the mic! Cut the mic! Who let him in? Why is he here?
Well, you know, I...
So wait, that was in real time? That's how much of the question got cut out?
Yes.
What was the rest of the question? Can you fill in the blank?
Yeah, it was something along the lines of, you know, he was suspended 2 games to start the year. Danny had just said in a previous answer we did our background checks with him or something like that. So why were you comfortable with drafting? What in your background checks made you comfortable with him after that suspension? Something along those lines.
And they cut your mic.
Well,
they cut your mic. It's here.
The
cut
mic.
His mic.
The
it's
mic.
The vulture. He's here.
He's here.
Adam
here.
Jones, Sports Hub.
Who let him
in? Kaka just flew in. Cut his microphone.
Kaka! Kaka! He's here. Shut it off. Cut it. Cut it.
Clip that man's wings. Now.
Adam Jones, Sports Hub. He was suspended a couple of games.
I'm surprised they let me get past that, by the way.
At Texas A&M.
He's asking about the suspension!
Someone's fidgeting with the button, like, what?
No!
Which button is it?
No!
Ah, shut it off!
Meanwhile, someone's up in the top corner, they're like, we could take the shot if you want to. Should we take the shot? No, let him live.
I have eyes on him.
No, just cut. The red sniper was, like, on my chest. They're like, no, don't take the shot, just cut the mic. Nothing that drastic, just cut the mic.
I like that they did take this, this pick at 27, I don't know that I would love it if they were at 12 and they took this guy, but at 27, this is where you should take these shots.
Yeah.
But I would also just be cautious about all the flags. Just know that when you do this, it's not a guaranteed thing. You might be left disappointed. You might have a situation where his work ethic sucks, or the only thing he's worried about is his paycheck, or getting that money, or he might be a complete pain in the ass. You know what's going to happen if he is? He's not going to play. Brad won't play him. He'll put him on the bench. So at least he's got that type of environment where they're not, they don't, do they need him?
No, but.
They would like for him to, they could use him for sure, right? They are drafting for a need, I believe. But are they going to be, you know, as a franchise, they're not falling apart. Their team next year is not going to fall apart if they don't have his services.
Well, no. Well,
they'll
gonna
put him on the bench and not play him.
Well, don't be stupid. They're going to sign Dwight Howard, so it's not going to be a big deal. He'll, you know,
don't do that.
He'll jump in there and take those minutes if Mr. Robert Williams can't do it.
Robert.
Mr. Williams.
617-779-0985. Mike is in Boston.
Sorry.
Go on.
Uh-huh. Cut his mic.
Wow. That's really awesome. Great take.
I'm confused. Did he like your take?
I don't think so. I don't think he did.
Oh, you think that was a hate?
Yeah.
Like, boy, what a take, Bertrand.
Yeah.
Awesome take. I really love that one.
I think that's what that was.
You think it was that?
Yeah.
Well, see, I think he really liked it.
I don't think he likes me.
What a take.
I think he was expecting to get hung up on, and he didn't know what to do after that.
Yep.
You left him on.
I did.
He didn't know what to do.
I did. I was sort of stunned by it.
Would have been like.
It was just so casual. It was sort of like Hardy the other day.
Would have been like me if they didn't cut my mic last night. I would have panicked.
Expecting the mic to get cut.
Adam Jones, Sports Hub.
Take the shot. I have a clean shot. Should I take it?
I have a clean shot. Don't put anybody else in danger. Don't do it. All right.
I might have to take B-Rob down with him. Should I do it?
No, should I do it? No, save B-Rob. We can't put B-Rob
just
in danger.
Just cut the mic.
Can't do that.
Just cut the mic.
It's part of the Green Army over there.
Trags might be collateral. What do we think? Yes, no? Cost-benefit analysis here. Jones goes down. We'd have to take B-Rob and Trags. What do you think?
That's a loss for them.
All right, well, then cut the mic.
That's a loss. Just cut the mic. Keep everybody safe. Just cut the mic. They did not make any big moves last night. There was this growing speculation and reports that they were going to get up into the top five, make a big move, make a splash last night at the draft. We had reports, mid-afternoon yesterday that they had just sort of quit on that they weren't doing that. I didn't buy it. I bet they were still working those phones up until draft time. The fact that they didn't do it, that part does make me happy. That they didn't. I didn't want them to go up into that draft. I don't know how you felt about that.
Why didn't you want it?
Because I think that when you do that, you're taking yourself out of any other potential major moves this offseason.
Well, what do you think they'd have to give up to get in the top five? Like, you don't think they have to go Jalen?
Yes.
Okay, so if you think that was my
biggest thing against it was that Jalen Brown was going to have to be in one of those deals, and I didn't want
to
do it.
So if you had to give up Jalen to get into the top five, then they shouldn't have done that.
I'm
with you on that.
The fact that they didn't do a deal, doesn't that sort of tell you that that's what was required and they didn't want
to
do it?
Well, I don't know. Danny didn't do a deal for
Jimmy Butler. I'm trying to speculate here, Jones.
2 years tried to do a deal for Jimmy Butler. He wouldn't get that done, so... I don't know. Jimmy Butler, Paul George, DeMarcus Cousins. There's been plenty of guys
The ask was too much. They didn't want to pay the ask.
Yeah.
What I'm assuming, because they didn't do a deal.
Right, but how do you know?
I'm guessing the ask.
But I'm saying he's drawn a line in the sand well short of Jaylen Brown in the past. All those guys went for nothing. I get
what you're saying. You're saying that he was willing, did not even come close to what, even if it didn't include Jaylen Brown.
I think he was hesitant to give up the Kings pick, the Memphis pick. I think it was more that than Jay. I could be very wrong about this. I don't think it would have taken Jalen to get into the top five. I think future picks would have been in play. I think Rozier would have been in play. I certainly think their own pick would have been in play. If it was Jalen, then they should have walked from it. But if it was the Kings or the Memphis pick and Rozier, something like that to get up there, I think they should have looked long and hard at that. And I think that would have got it done.
Yeah, I'm not sure it would have. I'm just convinced that Jaylen Brown was going to be the piece that decided whether or not they were going to do a deal. And because of that piece, they didn't do a deal. And I'm giving them credit for that. I think that's good. They shouldn't have been even close to moving Jaylen Brown.
But I find this interesting. It's not because you love Jaylen. It's because you want to use Jaylen as a piece in a larger trade.
No, well, that is possible. But I also just say that you are giving up what I believe is a proven talent and a guy that's going to work out of the NBA. That's Jaylen Brown. For a guy who I don't know about.
But you just said before that Danny, we should be trusting Danny, right? Like we should be learning and
developing. Oh, no. I just said that that's what you should be. That's what you are doing.
Oh, that's what I should
be doing. I
didn't
say that's what I'm doing.
I see.
I think that the whole thing is a crapshoot. A large, giant crapshoot, the NBA draft.
It's a crapshoot show.
It's a crapshoot show that has all kinds of pomp. And it's just huge. It's this big, giant production.
All I know,
and all the reporters take part. It's really sort of funny. It's cute.
I'm done questioning him, Beetle.
It's cute.
I'm on team. And Danny, I trust.
Mark the tape. Jones is done questioning Danny Ainge.
My shock.
What happened to you?
My shock therapy over there has officially neutered me.
What happened?
I really wonder deep down if that's why I like the pick. I'm like, have I just been too wrong about Brown and Rozier? Have I just been too wrong? Is that why I like Robert Williams? I've done like some deep soul searching here.
Yeah,
last,
that's good. I mean, again, that reflects well on you. It reflects growth and learning and, you know, learning from your mistakes in the past. But I guess that's what you're doing now.
Hopefully.
Is that what parenthood has done to you?
No, I hope not.
Is that what's happening?
No. Hopefully they do something dumb and I can hate it.
You're like Brady, man. Like, you're just finding greater meaning in your life.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't think so much, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I did ask about the suspension last night and get my mic cut off. So.
I don't want you to be sports neutered. We don't need that.
No.
Headlines with McCone get you caught up on things. One of the things that I follow, I was at U2 last night. I was following on Twitter the entire night.
Well,
checking in.
Excuse me.
And I watched on Twitter how the entire situation in Philadelphia played out with Bridges getting drafted by the hometown team and then getting immediately traded. I thought it was hilarious. I want to touch on that coming up next.
Wow, Beetle. You are the I'm sorry.
Go on.
Sports Hub headlines.
NBA draft was last night. The Celtics with one pick, and it was the 27th selection. With that, Danny Ainge and the Seas took Texas A&M big man Robert Williams.
I think I saw him twice live and a few times last year as well. But our staff saw him a lot more than that. He's a player that we like coming into this draft process. He's a rim protector and a rebounder and a guy that can, you know, play above the rim on both ends of the court. You know, we don't have much of that. You know, we have a little bit of that, but not what he can do. So his abilities to protect the rim and rebound and run the floor, I think, are some of his greatest traits, and we can use those.
As for LeBron James, Cavs GM Colby Altman says the team and LeBron have had a good dialogue about his upcoming decision. Red Sox back at Fenway tonight, taking on the Mariners. Stephen Wright gets the start for Boston. First pitch set for 7:10. And reports out that the NFL is planning on suspending Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. It apparently stems from an incident with an Uber driver back in 2016. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Core Golf Driving Range and Practice Center in Natick. Practice every shot in your bag. Drop by during lunch or after work and hit a bucket under the lights until 9 p.m. CoreGolf.com. I'm Tim McCone in Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
Miss something?
That's what happens now.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
With the 10th pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Philadelphia 76ers select Mikal Bridges from Villanova University.
That was the 10th overall pick. The Philadelphia 76ers taking the hometown kid, Mikal Bridges. What do you think of him as a player, by the way, just from watching him at Villanova? I like him a lot. I think his game translates too.
Danny didn't draft him, so I never liked his game.
He couldn't be a good pick. The only good pick was number 27 in the first round. The steal, the team that won the draft was at 27 last night.
Yep.
All those good players that were drafted.
No, you don't like them.
Before 27, they stink.
No, you don't like those guys.
I don't want those guys.
I mean, I want
27.
I think there were some reaches starting with the kid at BC. Like when that
13
pick,
overall.
When that pick happened at 13, I'm like, they might get a good player at 27. You know? Then DiVincenzo, who had one game, he came off the bench and had one game and goes 17. I'm like, there's going to be a good player available when they pick. Everybody's reaching.
Yeah. So Bridges gets drafted at number 10. But the story is not just that he's from Philadelphia and went to Villanova and is the hometown kid. It goes a little deeper. His mother, Tania Rivers, works for the Philadelphia 76ers. She is the vice president of human resources for the parent company of the 76ers, Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment. He's got a pretty big job with the team. And so he was drafted, and ESPN is there and does the interview with him and his mom. And he goes to the podium and is talking about how excited he is about being a 76er and everything that goes with that. And that lasted about 40 minutes or so before they had moved on from him and traded him to the Phoenix Suns. Oh, do you know who's only capable of doing that? Who's only capable? I thought it was funny, not because I don't find it funny for him. That sucks for him and his family.
Yeah, like, no, real tough life. You went 10th overall in the NBA draft. Boy, you got it tough.
You are a heartless prick. You know that?
Oh, Mom, I'm going to be...
Listen, he'll be fine. I'm not saying it just sucks. It's a crappy thing to have happen to you.
I don't get to play with my mommy.
Oh, God.
Who's going to chew my steak for me and baby bird it into my mouth? Who's going to feed me and cut up my food? Who? Mom.
Like, that's pathetic. He went 10th overall. It's not that bad of a life. You went 10th in the NBA draft. Maybe try living away from your parents. It's not that bad. Maybe try going out on your own and living away from your parents and being an NBA player. Try being a big boy. It's not that hard.
All right, he's back. We got Jones back. He's back. He's officially back, everybody.
You are the f***ing best.
Listen, Jones, all I'm saying is he's probably going to want to forget NBA
Mom,
draft night and move on from that thing.
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I breastfeed? I can't do that from Phoenix. I need to come home. Wow. Can you send me a bottle? I need my baba.
I don't feel bad for this kid one bit. You went 10th. Okay. Grow up.
In context, Jones. Put it in context. I'm not saying he's going to have a bad life or it's going to stick with him for more than a day. Well, that sucks. Can't you just say that sucks for him?
No.
That's a crappy hour of his life
that
he probably doesn't want to do over.
Nope, won't do it.
Okay. Well, he gets sent to Phoenix, but there's only one guy who can manage to draft the hometown hero, get his fan base excited. By the way, Bridges was number one on Philly's draft board. They wanted him. They had him number one. They got him. They were excited about it. There's only one man.
You're here. The explanation.
I know. There's only one man in Philadelphia that is capable of pissing off the entire town like that, in that type of fashion, and then having no real good way of, you know, talking everybody down. And that would be Brett Brown, who is now the interim head of basketball operations there because of the GM who had to go because his wife had all the burner Twitter accounts in Colangelo.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear from Brett Brown, who's now running the entire... This is so laughable to me that this guy is running the entire basketball side of the organization in Philadelphia. This bozo. Remember him from the Celtics series?
Yeah.
Remember this guy?
Yeah, the hick from Maine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Shaughnessy. Oh, hey, local guy. Yeah, like him a lot. Yeah, good angle. Huh? Local... I don't give a crap where he's from.
Oh, he's from Maine. We know that. Local guy.
We'll get Adam Himmelsbach on the phone. We'll talk to him about that.
I was talking to Shira Springer the other day about
Mark Spears, great NBA reporter. Talked to him.
His grassroots up in Maine. Grew up playing.
Here it is.
He grew up playing 4-on-4 basketball. Fifth player on the floor was a cow.
What did you see there in terms of the value of trading? I guess back.
I mean, it starts out with just tremendous excitement. You know, when this is my 18th year in the NBA. And when you sit there and you watch a draft board play out, and on our notes, on our big board, we had 1A and 1B.
Just listening to him is funny.
Can't get there from here.
Excuse me! You know the way to Poland Springs.
And on our notes, on our big board, we had 1A and 1B.
A big board.
And when the 9th pick was selected, you realized we're going to get one of our two. And we chose McHale. And to see that play out, knowing the history that he has had in this city and at Villanova, it was very much aligned. And he was somebody that could come in and fit with what we had. And so it goes from that level of excitement, an extreme coincidence, given his history in this city.
Get to it.
To a situation in between that the phones
not
were
gonna
active.
Happen.
The
not
phones
gonna,
are active.
Not
and
happen.
And
phones are active.
We knocked back an incredible deal where we would lose him. We didn't rate it to be a Godfather type of deal. Something that really would impact the franchise to the level that it would have to in order to trade McHale, who we valued very much.
Does he have sort of a Christopher Walken cadence to him?
So, you know, I think Loud said this before the show, and I just got a few tweets about it. Jim Irsay-esque.
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely an Irsay parallel to be drawn.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Christopher Walken, you think?
There's more from Brown, right? We have more audio of him? Yeah, a little bit. We're going to finish up with Brett Brown coming up on the other side because this guy is special. He's a gift. He's really a gift to the NBA. And Jones wants to, I don't know, mock Mikal Bridges some more about not being able to be with his mommy in the human resources office in Philadelphia.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
I mean, it starts out with just tremendous excitement.
He's just excited.
Who's going to feed me and cut up my food? Who? Mom!
Mikal Bridges got traded last night from his hometown 76ers to the Phoenix Suns.
Tough life.
For a godfather deal. No one says he has a tough life, Jones. Come on.
Time to grow up.
No one is saying that.
Time to enter the workforce. Real world time, buddy. You're going to Phoenix.
No one said that.
Deal with
it. Again, his mom is the vice president of human resources for the company that owns the 76ers. She works at the team facility. She's got a big job with the team.
Mom, I'm afraid to sweep in the dog without you, Mom. There's a monster in the closet, Mom.
Like, that's what he's going to be doing from Phoenix? FaceTiming with his mother like he's
okay,
Terry Rozier and Danny Ainge?
It may have nothing to do with his mother, either. It's just that that's his team. That's the team he loves, rooted for his whole life.
Sounds like it has to do
and
with...
And got drafted by them. It's sort of like a...
Sounds like it has to do with his mom.
Like a dream come true type of scenario. You know, back when you were a sports fan, Jones, what was your favorite team?
Well, I've recently become a sports fan again after that pick last night. It was such a good pick.
You did? You're a green teamer again?
It was such a good pick.
Back when
on
you
board.
Were a sports fan growing up and you loved a team and then you played and were drafted by that team and you've got not only a rooting fan interest, but you've got a personal family connection to the team. You don't think that's sort of like a really cool thing to have happen to you, then to have it ripped away like a half hour later?
No, sure.
That sort of sucks.
Yeah, when I was 8, yeah, sure. Like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You've
got no heart left, man.
When I was 8 years old,
you've
sure.
got none. You've got nothing left inside of there.
Not when I was, how old is he, 20?
He's 20.
21? Time to go get a real job. Time to be a big boy. Time to leave the house. Time to go live. Yeah, I bet his parents are happy. They're like, can you finally leave? How long are you going to live at home for? You're going to live on our couch until you're 40 years old, Mikal? Go somewhere else. Go to Phoenix. His parents are probably pumped. Stop draining us.
This is, again, new father, Adam Jones. More from Brett Brown.
And then Phoenix came in and offered a 2021 unprotected plus our 1B in Zaire, who we valued very highly. And you're in a position that you're on the clock, and you really have a decision to make. And for me, correct, and all of us in that room, what always rules our day is a few things. First, and in this order, what is always best for the organization?
This guy's like trying out for a part in The Departed or something.
Yeah.
With that accent. But we got a 1B, Zaire.
It's
well,
like,
you know that's called number 2.
Plus a 1B.
Our 1A would Zaire. Be like a Maine lobster. Our 1B, it would be like a quahog.
What do you think the closed caption guy said when he said Zaire? I'm just not typing anything.
Hard pass.
Okay, but though, insistence on we had a 1A and a 1B. No, you had a 1 and you had a 2. You don't need to have a 1B.
Yeah, you had a target and a fallback.
Yeah, you had what you wanted, which was Bridges, and then you had what you got, which was after you made the trade. It's a good trade for them.
Yeah, no, it is.
They did really well. Brett Brown, as much as we laugh at him, they made the right deal.
Well, you know the significance of 2021.
2021 how?
They got a first-round pick in 2021.
Oh, unprotected, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
But the significance of that year, and I give Dan Lifschitz, I'll give him much credit for this.
Oh, because of a particular player?
No.
What?
Because that's the year that the one-and-done rule might be done. So you might get a double draft class that year. I was talking about this with Lifschitz last night. Part of the reason that that teams like these 2021 picks are the one-and-done might be done that season, not that that's the most eloquent way of putting it, the one-and-done rule may be over with, So that way you would get the top players in the 2021 class and 2022, if that makes sense.
All
right?
In the same year.
The kids who would be one and done and going to college, you'll get them right out of high school.
They're going right out of high school.
Deep draft.
And that's 2021 unprotected.
Mr. Negotiator over here.
Here's my question. Is Brett Brown going to make it to 2021?
No, God no.
He'll be gone way
absolutely
before
not.
That.
You see
nice
way,
job.
You see that way that press conference started?
Oh, yes. I don't know that the sound can sort of tell the story, but...
He was exasperated. He was just like, he was up there. You know, like when guys hit the podium?
I've seen it and watched it. Does the sound tell a story there? I don't think that it does. He just sort of like... comes up and he's like, gives this weird face, and slaps his hands on the table.
Listeners know standard operating procedure. Yeah. A press conference starts and you do a little ditty. Here's what we did. We really like our pick. He just gets up there and he's like exasperated. He's like, his button's undone, like his tie is untied. He looks disheveled. And he's just sitting there. He's like, he knows he has to face the Philly media. Like,
what did he say?
Like,
go ahead?
He's just like, go ahead. He's just like, whatever. Just go. Just rip me a new one. No, he knows. He's not going to last till 2021. Doesn't make it a bad deal, but he's not going to be there to make that
pick. A Maine lobster.
And a quahog.
Is 1A. Ryan and Salty. Ryan.
Two quick points. Really upset that we didn't. We got four first-round draft picks next year. Terry Rozier and Marcus Morris. We could have packaged that for Luka Doncic or Marvin Bagley, or the two best players in this draft, in my opinion. Also, Gordon Hayward. Not expecting much this year. It shows a lot that he left the Jazz last year, and you bring in Donovan Mitchell, and they got further than Gordon Hayward ever took him. So kind of makes me think that he is a better player than Gordon Hayward. What are your thoughts?
Well, he has the potential to be. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I'm curious
right?
about what... yes,
yeah,
sure.
Of course.
Sure. I am curious about what that caller's brought up, too. Celtics didn't miss Hayward at all. They got to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Utah didn't miss him at all. He's wrong. They got to the same place that Gordon Hayward got them last year.
As far as he'd gotten with them.
But they didn't miss him. So I do wonder about the true impact to him, but I don't know. I mean, if you could flip him in a deal for, like, LeBron, like we were talking about weeks ago, then you do it, of course. But I don't think he's going anywhere.
Is there a concern for you with his knee?
Yeah.
With his leg?
Sure,
of
course.
I'm thinking knee from Kyrie, but... Everything to do with the ankle?
Of course. I mean, what?
More so now than maybe a month ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a second surgery on it.
Yeah, I know. It feels like there's something to that. It feels like there is something we should be concerned with. I can't really pinpoint it, though, other than, all right, he had a setback. They're still saying he's going to be fine for the season. No one has said anything to the contrary, but... Yeah, there's more concern now than there was.
But fine. So he'll be fine for the season, but like he's still been shut down for basketball activities for 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, that's still 2 months of missed time with him trying to get back and trying to get ready, get into shape. Like, you're not doing anything. He's not doing anything. So, yeah, I think that's concerning. Like, do I think he's going to suck next year? No. But I don't just automatically say, oh, yeah, his numbers in Utah, pencil those in next year. He'll just automatically put those up.
Right. It's not so much about what he, you know, the health of being back and being able to play. Is he the same player when he comes back on the other side?
Yeah. Is he better than Tatum and Brown?
I don't know, the Kyrie stuff with Bill Simmons kind of scared me. When he started talking about Kyrie, and then he stopped himself and like went and just like, oh, I'm talking about somebody else. I can't talk about this. As he was describing his decrepit, smelly, infected knee, he said something about Hayward and the metal in his body rejecting or something like that. And then he stopped himself.
He stopped himself because he knows more than what he's allowed to reveal or would rightfully be revealing, which feels like there's some smoke there. I'm starting to get a little worried about it, but... I don't think that there's... What are you going to do? I mean, what does he want to do? He wants to get Doncic by trading Terry Rozier away. And I just don't think that was possible last night. If you wanted to do one of those deals, you're moving one of your young players. You're moving Brown. And not to me, and I think the Celtics, Tatum's an untouchable. Turns out that I think Brown might be as well.
Is Tatum untouchable? Like, if you need to move him for Anthony Davis... Like, and again, we're talking pipe dream now.
No, but you're talking one or two deals... that you would consider it for.
Got it.
There's very few deals you would consider moving in.
I'm with you. I don't think he's truly untouchable.
No,
but
you know, in the truest sense of the word, no.
But I wouldn't move him for, like, Kawhi, for instance.
No, hell no.
I would move Jaylen Brown for Kawhi and really wouldn't think twice about it.
Terry Rozier was participating in the show, as I like to call it, the NBA show last night. That is the draft. Coverage on Yahoo Sports, coverage on ESPN, coverage on NBA TV. And also, there was a live web show happening on Bleacher Report, which Terry Rozier was taking part in. And right before the Celtics made their pick, he FaceTimed Danny Ainge. We'll have that for you coming up next.